How important is it to plan for the next life? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, we will have Captain Dale Black, who was on our previous show. He's going to share about an experience with death after he had a plane crash.
You know, it's amazing to me how as people, as humans, we plan for, you know, a vacation or we plan for retirement. And people are working hard to make money until they're 55 or 60 or whenever that retirement is.
Right.
But what happens after retirement? You know, because we here on Earth only have the potential to live currently about 120 years max.
Yeah.
But what happens after?
Well, you know, we all do like to plan. Not everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are like, I can't even plan for tomorrow.
Right.
But then there's a lot who plan to say, okay, I need a plan for my life, my retirement. Some of us say, well, I need a plan for my family, for my death.
Right.
And we all get like life insurance, you know?
Uh-huh.
But what about the next life?
Yeah.
And people kind of think and they say, well, you know, maybe it's reincarnation, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe I'll be, you know, like the movie Ghost, you know?
Right.
But we really need to plan. And when you look at all the other religions, there really is no solid solution. It's kind of like you hope you get to heaven. If you're a good person, you get to heaven.
Right.
But Jesus really is the only one who says, hey, I'm kind of like your agent.
Right.
I can get you to the other side. I can be your savior.
Mm.
And that's what's so amazing about coming into a relationship with Jesus Christ is when you meet him, you realize someone is going to carry you from death into life. He's going to carry you in to the next place, the destination of heaven.
Yes. And the Bible says when you receive Jesus, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So if you haven't planned for eternity, now is the golden opportunity. Call out to Jesus to save your soul, and he will take you after your retirement on earth to a beautiful, victorious place. Let's hear from Captain Dale after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Four Seasons Nails and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Like to be pampered? Come to Four Seasons Nails, where customers always leave feeling relaxed and looking good. Located in Denver's historic Highlands neighborhood, Four Seasons Nails is your oasis to escape from stress, offering a wide variety of professional nail and waxing services. Come to Four Seasons Nails at 3481 West 32nd Avenue in Denver, or call them at 303-455-3025.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us once again is Captain Dale Black, and he's a former airline captain and instructor for captains. And he has flown many things, pretty much anything with wings. At 19 years old, before he was a captain, he was on his way to becoming a licensed pilot and ended up in a deadly crash in a
wow.
small airplane with two other pilots.
Yeah.
And one was dead right away at the scene, and the other one died in the ambulance. And Captain Black, he actually died at the scene too. And we're going to find out more what happened.
Well, it was really amazing is that he was just describing how he had an out-of-body experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to learn more about where that went.
Mm-hmm. So let's welcome to the show, Captain Dale Black. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you again.
Yes. So I understand that at the scene of the accident, you felt more alive, but you were looking down at your body. And so you had this weird sensation like, there's my body, but I'm alive.
This is the strangest thing, and it's hard to describe, but I'll do my best. Yes, I was looking down, recognizing my body, but not understanding why I'm up here and that's my body down there. That took me a little bit of time, but I can say this. Immediately, somehow, I understood that I'm a spirit. that I have a soul, and I used to live in that body. Now, I didn't learn that on the earth that I'm aware of, but somehow information was imparted into my heart that I began to realize that we are a spirit, all of us. Everyone listening is a spirit being, and we have a soul. That's our mind, our will, our emotions. And we live in this body, but we are not our body. I began to realize, I'm not my body. That's not me. The me is up here. And I actually tried to touch things. I remember I literally tried to touch things, and my hand would pass through, but I felt like I had arms and legs, and yet this was all brand new. I'm just, I think this happens to most people when they die suddenly, if they're in a car crash or something. I think they go through a little bit of confusion, but this certainly happened to me.
Wow. So I understand that you were taken to another place. You were taken to heaven. But before I get to that, I want to know what your life was like before. Did you believe in Jesus? Were you going to church every week? Or what was your walk with the Lord at that time?
Yeah, good question. And a very important answer comes with that question, because I grew up in a Mormon family on one side, and then my father got saved, which he became a Christian. So he left the Mormon church, and we started going to church. And at the age of 11, fifth grade, I found myself kneeling at an altar, and I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus. And I was sincere. I was genuine. I had a zeal for God. I knew about Jesus, but I hadn't invited him into my heart. Well, I did this time, and I asked him to forgive me of my sins, and I believed, and this is important, I literally believed that he was the Son of God and that he had risen from the dead for my sins. Then, fast forward all the way up to age 19, you could barely tell I was a Christian. I couldn't tell. I mean, the thoughts I had, the things I was doing, now, I wasn't a bad kid. You know, I wasn't on drugs. A lot of my friends were. You know, I wasn't sleeping around too much, a little bit. I just was a self-centered, selfish, ego-driven guy who thought he could conquer the world. I don't know what was wrong with me. Anyway, when I was in the hospital, I was suspended in midair, hovering above the wreckage of my body. I peered down and noticed my gray slacks, my white shirt. They were torn to shreds, soaked in blood and fuel, and I have this bird's eye view of the ER, and while I'm watching this flurry of activity, like a bystander, hovering above my feet, and the trauma team's working on me, what's weird was all of a sudden, while I'm asking, why am I here? What happened? And all this, I have this flashback memory. A lot of things about my life, but there's one that was crystal clear, and that was 11-year-old, fifth grade Dale Black kneeling at an altar, receiving Jesus. And I'm basically dead. My body's sitting there looking dead, and they're trying to resuscitate me again. They've got the paddles and everything. And I'm sitting here thinking about what? My life, my death? No, I'm thinking about what I did in the fifth grade. And that was such a pivotal point in my life. It was everything, you guys. Everything hinged on what I had done in the fifth grade. Now, even though I was kind of a poor excuse for a Christian, I got to say, and thank God for this, praise the Lord for it, I still believed that Jesus was the Son of God. I still believed that there was a God and that Jesus was the way to heaven. I never stopped believing that. And what's important is, what do we believe in our heart? Not in the head, not in the mind. What do we believe in the heart? And I began to realize how important this fifth grade experience was.
Wow, that's so powerful. And from that point on, you ended up being escorted to heaven. Can you start telling us about that?
Yeah, I was in the hospital. Of course, I was looking down, and I began to start moving backwards out of the emergency room, and I seemed to have no control of it. I was moving away from my body, out of the room, out of the hospital. My movement was effortless. But my speed continued to increase. Mm. I couldn't stop it. I couldn't steer it. I moved faster and faster until I sped at breakneck speed through what looked like, the best way to say it is, it looked like deep space.
Mm-hmm.
But inside of a narrow pathway of light, I was traveling. And strangely, the light appeared to be coming from me, not from some other source, but I was apparently lighting a pathway from my chest into what was total darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But these countless spheres of light zoomed past. And some have said, countless spheres of light, do you think that's real? And I said, well, hang on just for a second. I know it sounds weird. You know, I'm kind of an engineer. I'm kind of a pilot, so I'm trying to be completely accurate here.
Mm-hmm.
But the light wasn't like planets. I now am convinced that the little bits of lights which zoomed by were angelic beings coming to Earth, and I was heading to heaven.
Mm.
That may or may not be provable, you know, according to Scripture.
Right.
But that's what I've always sensed, that they weren't planets. They were angelic beings moving toward Earth.
Wow, this is powerful, Captain Dale. And we're going to hear about your heaven experience on our next show, because there's so much more to unravel. And we're going to pray for those who are right now wondering, is heaven real? Does God love me? Is there a heaven or hell? And they need to know that Jesus is the way, that at fifth grade or where they're at now at their home or in their car, they can call out to Jesus, and it's the most important decision they'll ever make. So thank you for being with us, and we'll have you on our next show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys.
What I really love about this show is here we're finding evidence how important it is to have Christ in our hearts. I mean, it's kind of like disaster happens, but you have life insurance, or you have house insurance, health mm-hmm. insurance. And the truth is, a relationship with Christ, it's so much more than that. But my friend, are you insured? And are you sure where you're going if you were to die today? And it's not something to be anxious about. It's not something to be, oh my gosh, freaking out about. It's just simply to understand that God loves you so much that He already prepared a way for you. All we have to do is kneel down like our friend did and just give our lives to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I want you in my life. I believe you're the Son of God, and I believe you died for me. I now accept that gift. I want to give someone who's listening an opportunity to receive that gift now, because it's so real. Jesus, we take this moment and we profess, we believe you're real and that you died on the cross for me. So we receive that gift. We believe in your name.
Mm-hmm.
We ask, Lord God, come into our lives, change our lives,
mm-hmm.
and be one with us.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.